Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the decision between two builders and two destinies. I'm going to read to you a few verses from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And this is from Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount. We read here, starting at Matthew chapter 7, 24. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Jesus used this close of his Sermon on the Mount to call his listeners to an important decision between two destinies. So he said, "I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." Jesus described the person who hears and does what he says. You see, each house looked the same outwardly. Our life's foundation is typically hidden, and it's only proven in the storm, and those storms come from both heaven, that is the rain that comes down, and those storms come from the earth, the floods that come up. In this situation, both the wise man and the foolish man built houses, likely of similar design. The difference was not in the workmanship or in the materials, but in the foundation of the two houses. And in good weather, there seemed to be no difference between the two foundations. But there came a time when the weather changed for the worse. We read, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house." You see, a storm was the ultimate power to those generations that didn't have nuclear weapons. Jesus warned them and warned us that the foundations of our life would be shaken at some time or another, both now in our troubles or perhaps in the ultimate judgment before God. Time and the storms of life will prove the strength of one's foundation. Even when that foundation is hidden, we may be surprised when we, someone who was truly built on the firm foundation, but it's better to test our life's foundation now than later. It's better to do it at our now than before the judgment of God when it's too late to change our destiny. The people who built on a weak foundation were "everyone who hears these sayings of mine," Jesus said, "and does not do them." You see, merely hearing God's word isn't enough to provide a secure foundation. We must also be doers of his word. And if we're not, we commit the sin that will surely find us out. That's the sin of doing nothing, according to Numbers chapter 32. And great will be our fall. The problem with the second builder was not that he deliberately wanted to build on a bad foundation. He just didn't think it was that important whether your foundation was good or bad. You see, the choice isn't between choosing a good foundation or a bad one. But in one sense, the choice is really to paying attention to our foundation or paying no attention to it. You see, we need to hear both the words of Jesus and we need to do what he says. Be focused on trusting him in both who he is and in what he has done for us. That is your secure foundation. Build on that good foundation today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.